right? We don't want to think about that. But there's a day reserved for your death. It is appointed. If you make an appointment or you call to your favorite restaurant and you make a reservation, that your reservation is for a certain day and it's for a certain time. And Paul, or, let me take that back, because we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. All right, I said Paul, but we don't know. I believe it's Paul, but we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. That the writer of Hebrews says it's appointed, that there's a reservation that's made for the day that you want to die.
Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, pastor of Bethany Baptist Church and founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies. Thanking you for joining us today for part two of A Worthwhile Purchase.
Good morning, Bethany family and friends. Last week, we started a message from Ephesians chapter 5, and it was titled, A Worthwhile Purchase. A Worthwhile Purchase. And in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 through 17, Paul says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." This word in verse 16, redeeming, Paul says, redeeming the times. Very interesting Greek word, actually means to buy up or buy back. Redeem, to buy up or to buy back. And thus, we have the title for the message, A Worthwhile Purchase. And what is he talking about buying up? What is he talking about purchasing? Well, he says redeeming the time. A wise investment that you can make. A wise purchase that you can make is to redeem the time, is to buy up the time. We look in the Old Testament in Psalm 90, and Psalm 90 is actually the Old Testament version of what Paul is saying in verse 16 here in the book of Ephesians. The Old Testament version is Psalm 90 and verse 12, and this is Moses who is the author, and he says, "Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." We're going to talk about that verse a little bit more later on in the message. But teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart to wisdom. Paul said, redeeming the times, buy up the times. Last week, we looked at three things from this passage in Ephesians. First of all, we talked about a serious contemplation, a serious contemplation. And then we said there's a specific identification. And then thirdly, a scrutinizing evaluation. Let me give that to you again. A serious contemplation, a specific identification, and a scrutinizing evaluation. We said a serious contemplation. Notice what Paul says in verse 15. "See then you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." This word understand, it actually means to grasp with the mind. It means to comprehend with the mind. It means to meditate on. It means to dwell on. And so this serious contemplation, Paul says, understand that you have to understand how valuable time is. That you have to understand how God has gifted us with time each day. That you need to think about that. You need to think about the time that you have every day. That's a serious contemplation. And then he said a specific identification. A specific identification. And what is that? That you need to understand what the will of the Lord is. You need to identify the will of the Lord in your life. And that you need to use your time. You need to spend your time living out the will of God. Understanding what His will is for your life and living out His will for your life. And thirdly, we talked about a scrutinizing evaluation. A scrutinizing evaluation. He says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. The word circumspect means to examine something with great care. To examine something with great care. So you need to evaluate the time that God has given you. You need to examine it with great care. So that's what we talked about last week. We're going to move on to the message for this week. And let me begin by talking about a motivation for redeeming the time. A motivation. You know, when these things that I'm getting ready to share with you, they should motivate you to want to redeem the time. They should motivate you to make sure that you're using your time serving the Lord, knowing His will for your life. The first verse that I want to look at is Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. And it says this, as it is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. That you ought to realize a motivation, you ought to realize that your days are numbered. That your days are numbered. Paul says here in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, he said, it has been appointed. It has been appointed for you to die. Now, you may have never looked at this verse in this light before, but the Greek word here actually means, whew, this is heavy now. Hold on to your seat, all right? It means that there is a day reserved for your death. We don't like to think about that, right? We don't want to think about that. But there's a day reserved for your death. It is appointed. If you make an appointment or you call to your favorite restaurant and you make a reservation, that your reservation is for a certain day and it's for a certain time. And Paul, or let me take that back, because we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. All right, I said Paul, but we don't know. I believe it's Paul, but we don't know who the author of Hebrews is. That the writer of Hebrews says it's appointed, that there's a reservation that's made for the day that you're going to die. And as I think about that, you know, that should want to motivate me to spend my days wisely. When I think about, you know, God already knows when the day that I'm going to close my eyes in death. He knows when I'm going to take my last breath on this earth. That day has already been set aside. And if that day has already been set aside, my brothers and sisters, I need to be motivated to make sure that I'm redeeming the time. I need to make sure that I'm buying up the time, realizing that. And not only do we have that verse in Hebrews chapter 9 in verse 27, but we also have a verse in Psalm 90 in verse 10. And it says this, our lives are 70 years. If we are strong, 80 years. Now, the King James says the days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they be 80 years. Yet is this strength, save labor and sorrow. But if we look at that, that God says that the average lifespan is 70 years, and that if we are strong, that we'll make it to 80 years. Now, you know, I believe with all the technology that we have, I believe with the where medicine is at, and people are eating healthier and people are exercising, that we see many people going beyond the 70 years. You know, people are living up into their 80s, 90s, and, you know, we see more and more people making it to 100. But the fact of the matter is that the, you know, what it says is that the average life is 70 or 80 years. And if I realize that, the 70 or 80 years that I have, that I need to be about doing the business of God, that, you know, that should motivate me to want to say, look, I'm not going to be wasting my time. I'm not going to be squandering my time. I'm not going to be throwing my time away if I only got 70 or 80 years on this earth. Now, again, I realize people are living longer than that. But I'm just saying the Bible gives us, if, you know, anything unforeseen, 70 or 80 years. You know, if you look back at a lot of our ancestors, I know in my family, the Glaze men, they all died in their 50s. And I think my dad, he lived the longest, and he lived to be 65. God has blessed me in several generations to be able to live longer than the men in my on the Glaze side of the family. But then I realized that no matter how long I live, that there comes a day where I'm going to die. And I need to make sure that I'm spending my time wisely, that I'm using it for the glory of God. The motivation, this is a motivation to redeem the time. Realize that your days are numbered, and that should motivate you to want to redeem the time. What's another motivation to redeem the time? Well, another motivation is that you're going to have to give an account of your time. You know, See, this is the problem with evolution, right? Evolution teaches that you came out of nothing, and that you live your life here on this earth, and that you go back to nothing, right? But as we read the Word of God, we understand that the life that we have, that the time that we spend on this earth, that we're going to have to give an account for. You're going to have to give an account of the time that you spend on this earth. Now, if I got to give an account for it, I want to make sure that I'm doing the things that are worthy. I'm doing things that are worthwhile. Listen to this verse in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And verses 13 and 14. Solomon says, when all has been heard, when all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this: fear God and keep his commandments, because this is for all humanity. For God will bring, all right, don't miss this, God will bring every act into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or whether it is evil. That this life that you live on this earth, you will have to stand before God one day and give an account of your life. Give an account of your life, and especially if you are a child of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, it says that we are stewards. That we are stewards. Well, what is a steward? A steward, it was a person who was given something to manage for another individual. He or she was entrusted with something by another person to manage that and take care of that. God, whoo, you are a steward. God has given you. I wrote this down. Listen to this. Everybody has 24 hours every day. That's 1,440 minutes. And that's 86,400 seconds. That everybody has the same amount of time each day. And God has made you a manager. He has made you a steward over. Let me get it down again. You might want to write this down. He has made you a manager over your 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, and 86,400 seconds. God has made you a manager over that. How are you managing that? Because one day you're going to stand before God and you are going to give an account of how you spent your time here on this earth. You know, I heard a story about a guy who had an expensive watch. And he used to walk around and he bragged about this expensive watch that he had and how well it kept time, right? There was another guy. He came up with an old piece of watch, old raggedy watch, right? His watch kept the same time that the guy with the expensive watch. His watch gave him 24 hours a day. The guy with the expensive watch, his watch gave him 24 hours a day. So you could have, it don't matter who you are, we all have, God has given everyone the same amount of time every day. And it don't make any difference. If you're rich, you're poor, black, white, it doesn't make any difference. Everybody has the same amount of time each day. And it all depends, as a steward, how you use your time. Because one day, you're going to stand before the Lord and you're going to give an account of the time that he has given to you. I like this poem that I heard. It says, "Time is God's gift to every man. It seems to fit his sovereign plan. A measured span of days on earth in which to test their zeal and worth." Did you hear that? That you have a measured span of days on this earth in which to test your zeal and your worth. That God has given you time, and that time he's going to hold you accountable for. What's another motivator for redeeming the time? What's another motivator for redeeming the time? You need to realize how fast time goes by. That's a motivator. When you think about how fast time goes by. Job said in chapter 7 and verse 6, he says, "My days move more swiftly than a weaver's shuttle." Now, what was a weaver's shuttle? A weaver's shuttle was like a loom that had yarn in it or thread, and it would knit a garment. And so this weaver shuttle would go back and forth and loop the thread or the yarn into a garment. And it would just go round and round and round until it created a garment. And Job said, "My days are moving faster than a weaver's shuttle." Just back. I mean, it's almost like, you know, every day that you're just flipping the page of your life. James, he said this. He said, "What is your life?" He said, "It's like a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away." You know, often share this illustration. You know, it seems like, I just turned 66 this year, right? And it seems like I can remember just yesterday graduating from high school. It seemed like it was just yesterday. I can remember walking across the stage, getting that diploma, and even though I was underage, I can remember what we did after. I can remember what we did after I got my diploma, right? And it seems like it was just yesterday. My daughter, Nicole, No, I'm not going to tell you how old she is. But I can remember my first child being born. And it seems like it was just yesterday. And time is going by so fast. And before we know it, you know, many people, you know, you started out your after you graduated from high school, college, whatever the case might have been, you started out your career, right? The thing that you were excited about, working and spending your life. And now look back. Many people are now retired. And you look back at that time, and it went by. Now, some people might say it didn't go by as fast as I wanted it to go by, right? But, it, I mean, you think about it, it went by like turning the pages of a book. And as I think about how fast time goes by, that should cause me not to want to squander or waste any days. A man by the name of Victor Hugo, he said this: as short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time. As short as life is, we make it still shorter by the careless waste of time. What is a motivator for redeeming the time? A motivator for redeeming the time is to realize how fast time is moving. How it, you know, what's that one old saying? Time marches on. Time waits for no one. Right? Time, you know, you can't say, hey, time, you know, hold up for a minute. You know, slow down. You can't do that. It's not going to wait for you. It moves on. And so we need to capitalize on the time that we have. What's a way to redeem the time? A way to redeem the time is you should have a time for planning. That there should be a time when you think about what it is that you're going to do. You know, plan your time out. You know, as you think about your day, do you plan your day out? And as you plan your day, do you put things in your day that are meaningful and that will mean something in eternity? I remember a preacher, pastor, Dr. D. James Kennedy. I remember listening to him one day, and he said, what will you do today that will make a difference 10,000 years from now? What will you do today that will make a difference 10,000 years from today? And so think about some of the things that you've done today. You know, we have the master's kitchen, you know, people serving in the master's kitchen. You know, what are they doing today that's going to make a difference 10,000 years from now? You know, and so we need to fill our days with things that will make a difference, things that are meaningful. And as we fill our day with things that are meaningful, we need to make sure that we include God in on the plan. We need to make sure that we include God in on the plan. In the book of James,
thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. We would like to invite you to join us next week for the first half of It's a Matter of How You Look at Things. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, a worthwhile purchase, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request a worthwhile purchase. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request a worthwhile purchase. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download the more than 400 teachings that are posted there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution to this ministry, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send it to anchoredinjesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It is through your faithful prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. Now, this is Dr. William R. Glaze, and on behalf of our volunteer staff, I would like to remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.